Okay, let's finish our study through the Gospel of John today. It's been maybe 6 months. And for me, it's as always, it's a great thing to study through a book, and you always learn many new things. And certainly the end of John has a lot to offer us as well. Sometimes it's really hard when you see something just to kind of process it all. Right. John especially has a lot of midrash in it, so it's quite a difficult book to take in many places. But that means that for many, many years to come, we can all study John and we'll always find new things to discover in God. Okay, let's look at John chapter 21. Okay, now John 21 is mainly talking about the final, well, the third, we'll say the third, because it wasn't really the final, but the third appearance of Jesus to the apostles after the resurrection. Okay, he obviously appeared to them finally at Jerusalem at the Mount of Olives. So this, I guess, was the third of perhaps four times. Okay. All right. Let's look at chapter 21. Okay. I'm going to read it in English. After this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. And he revealed himself in this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, do you have any fish?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved therefore said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, he was naked, and he threw himself into the sea. The other disciple came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, but about 100 yards off. When they got out on land, they saw a charcoal fire in place, with fish laid on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you've caught, just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and so with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him a second time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will dress you, and carry you where you do not want to go. This he said to show by what kind of death he was to glorify God. And after saying this, he said to him, "Follow me." Peter turned around and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them, the one who had also leaned back against him during the supper and said, "Lord, who is it that is going to betray you?" When Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, "Lord, what about this man?" Jesus said to him, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me. So the saying spread abroad among the brothers that this disciple was not to die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he was not to die, but, "If it is my will that he remain till I come, what is that to you?" This is the disciple who is bearing witness about these things, and who has written these things, and we know that his testimony is true. Now there are also many other things that Jesus did. Were every one of them to be written, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Okay, maybe Timmy, do you want to read that out? Just come and sit here.
この後イエスはテベリアの湖畔でもう一度ご自分を弟子たちに表された。その表された次第はこうであった。シモン・ペテロ、デドモと呼ばれるトマス、ガリラヤのカナのナタナエル、ゼベダイの子たち、他に二人の弟子が一緒にいた。シモン・ペテロが彼らに言った。私は漁に行く。彼らは言った。私たちも一緒に行きましょう。彼らは出かけて小舟に乗り込んだ。しかしその夜は何も取れなかった。夜が明け染めた時、イエスは岸辺に立たれた。けれども弟子たちはそれがイエスであることが分からなかった。イエスは彼らに言われた。子供たちを食べるものはありませんね。彼らは答えた。はい、ありません。イエスは彼らに言われた。船の右側に網を下ろしなさい。そうすれば取れます。そこで彼らは網を下ろした。するとおびただしい魚のために網を引き上げることができなかった。そこでイエスの愛されたあの弟子がペテロに言った。主です。するとシモン・ペテロは主であると聞いて裸だったので上着をまとって湖に飛び込んだ。しかし他の弟子たちは魚の満ちたその網を引いて小舟でやってきた。陸地から遠くなく100メートル足らずの距離だったからである。こうして彼らが陸地に上がった時、そこに炭火とその上に乗せた魚とパンがあるのを見た。イエスは彼らに言われた。あなた方の今取った魚を幾匹か持ってきなさい。シモン・ペテロは船に上がって網を陸地に引き上げた。それは153匹の大きな魚でいっぱいであった。それほど多かったけれども網は破れなかった。イエスは彼らに言われた。さあ来て朝の食事をしなさい。弟子たちは主であることを知っていたので、誰もあなたはどなたですかとあえて尋ねる者はいなかった。イエスは来てパンを取り彼らにお与えになった。また魚も同じようにされた。イエスが死人の中からよみがえってから弟子たちにご自分を表されたのはすでにこれで3度目である。彼らが食事を済ませた時、イエスはシモン・ペテロに言われた。ヨハネの子シモン、あなたはこの人たち以上に私を愛しますか？ペテロはイエスに言った。はい、主よ、私があなたを愛することはあなたがご存知です。イエスは彼に言われた。私の子羊を飼いなさい。イエスは再び彼に言われた。ヨハネの子シモン、あなたは私を愛しますか？ペテロはイエスに言った。はい、主よ、私があなたを愛することはあなたがご存知です。イエスは彼に言われた。私の羊を牧しなさい。イエスは3度ペテロに言われた。ヨハネの子シモン、あなたは私を愛しますか？ペテロはイエスが3度あなたは私を愛しますかと言われたので心を痛めてイエスに言った。主よ、あなたは一切のことをご存知です。あなたは私があなたを愛することを知っておいでになります。イエスは彼に言われた。私の羊を飼いなさい。誠に誠にあなたに告げます、あなたは若かった時には自分で帯を締めて自分で歩きたいところを歩きました。しかし年を取るとあなたは自分の手を伸ばし他の人があなたに帯をさせてあなたの行きたくないところに連れて行きます。これはペテロがどのような死に方をして神の栄光を表すかを示して言われたことであった。こうお話になってからペテロに言われた。私に従いなさい。ペテロは振り向いてイエスが愛された弟子が後についてくるのを見た。この弟子はあの晩餐の時イエスの右側にいて、主よ、あなたを裏切るのは誰ですか と言ったものである。ペテロは彼を見てイエスに言った。主よ、この人はどうですか？イエスはペテロに言われた。私の来るまで彼が生きながらえるのを私が望むとしても、それがあなたに何の関わりがありますか？あなたは私に従いなさい。そこでその弟子は死なないという話が兄弟たちの間に行き渡った。しかしイエスはペテロに、その弟子が死なないと言われたのではなく、私の来るまで彼が生きながらえるのを私が望むとしても、それがあなたに何の関わりがありますか、と言われたのである。これらのことについて証ししたもの、またこれらのことを書いたものはその弟子である。そして私たちは彼の証しが真実であることを知っている。イエスが行われたことは他にもたくさんあるが、もしそれらをいちいち書き記すなら、世界も書かれた書物を入れることができまいと私は思う。
ありがとう。 OK、 ありがとう。 So John again, he includes some interesting things in his version of the gospel. The reason that some of these things are included are to show that the disciples have matured in their faith. There's many aspects that have already been dealt with in the gospel which reappear here. One of them is the kind of almost rivalry between Peter and John. You always see them together. Remember, they ran together to the tomb. John ran faster than Peter. But Peter ran further than John. Here, you have again Peter and John, and Peter swims in faster than John. And when Peter finds out about his future, he immediately wants to know, all right, well, what about this guy? What's going to happen to him? Peter was the oldest of the apostles, and so he was the chief among them in a sense.
で、ペテロは弟子たちの中で一番年上だったので、その中でもおそらく長老の役をしていました。
But James and John's mother had come along and tried to get her children to sit at Jesus' right and left in the kingdom, trying to become the chief among them.
ヨハネの母親が来て、自分の子供たちがイエス様の隣に座れるようにとお願いしたりもしました。
But they're learning, they're overcoming, they're working through this rivalry that they have.
で、これこの人たちはこの競争心に打ち勝てるように頑張っています。
When in the Last Supper, it's Peter who says to John, ask him who the betrayer is.
で、最後の晩餐ではペテロはヨハネに迫害するものは誰か聞いてこいというふうに言います。
Right, and here he mentions that again. Ultimately, it's John who tells us who the Antichrist is. He describes him very clearly in the epistle of John, the letter of John, and in the book of Revelation. Antichrist. He tells us about the Antichrist clearly.
ヨハネが、ハンキリストは誰かはっきり教えてくれます。
In the book of Revelation and in the first epistle of John.
それは、ヨハネ、第一ヨハネと黙示録です。
Right. And so, all of this kind of difficult relationship, it ends up being a great blessing, but in order to make it a blessing, they have to get their eyes off trying to get one better than each other.
この競争心は最終的には祝福につながっていますが、でも
とお互いが上に立とうとするその欲を乗り越える必要がありました。
I guess they grew up in the same town. They were partners in a kind of a business. So there must have always been a rivalry. Who caught the most fish, things like that.
おそらく同じ町で育って同じような環境なので、どっちの方がたくさんの魚を取れたかとか、競争していたのでしょう。
We also see here that there was a disciple from Cana of Galilee, Nathanael.
ここでナタニエルは、ガラリア湖のところから来ている弟子でした。
Okay. Interesting that it mentions Cana, because it mentioned Cana in the very beginning, in John chapter 2, at the wedding. Now it mentions Cana at the very end.
Cana は、婚礼のところで出てきたり、あと最後の方でも出てくるので面白いところです。
And so we can think, what happened in Cana, and what's happening now?
で、カナでは何が起こったかと、今何が起こっているのかと見比べることができます。
Right. Did they learn the lesson of Cana?
カナでのことは学べたのでしょうか。
Remember what Jesus said to Mary in Cana. They ran out of wine.
イエスはマリアにカナで何を言ったでしょうか。ここでワインがなくなりました。
Here they've run out of fish.
ここで魚がいなくなりました。
And Mary says to Jesus, they've run out of wine.
でマリアはイエス様にブドウ酒がなくなったというふうに言います。
Do something.
どうにかしてくれる。
And Jesus says to her, "What have I?" This is the Hebrew expression. "What am I to thee?" Or "What have I to do with you?" Right. And so that's the same thing here. What Jesus says to Peter. What is that to you? Right. In other words. He was teaching Mary that, you know, why are you worried about the situation? You should be worried about what God is doing in the individual, not worried about the crisis at hand.
で、なんでこの今の状況を気にしていて、神様がいることを気に留めていないのかというふうに聞きます。
It's more important to worry what God is doing in you than what's going on around you and what other people are doing.
で、あなたに神様は何をしているかの方が、周りでどういうことが起こっているかより大事です。
He was telling that to Mary in the beginning, that he only does now what he sees the Father doing. This, if he does a miracle, it's only what God wants him to do.
で、マリアに言ったのは、今私がすることは神様の御心を聞かないことだけであって、その神様がそれを望まれているなら、することができますと言いました。
Right, and here,If I will to the John to live forever, what is that to you? It doesn't matter to you, does it?
で、ここではそのヨハネが永遠に生きるということが、本当だったとしてもあなたにどういう関わりがあるのでしょうかと聞きます。
So Jesus has been teaching them for 3 years, and now he's completing some of the lessons that he began at the beginning of the Gospels.
で、ここでイエス様は3年の訓練。弟子たちに対する3年の訓練が終わるので、ここでその最初から出ていた問題を、終わらせようとしています。
Jesus had appeared by this time 3 times to the disciples.
で、ここで弟子たちにも3回目で現れました。
The first time, he confirms peace to them. He says, "Peace be unto you."
1回目は、あなた方に平安がありますようにと平安を、祝福します。
Yeah, because they were troubled about the cross, about them running away, and he comes back and says, "It's okay, be at peace."
Yeah, それはみんなが十字架のこととか、逃げたりしたので、もう平安があるようにと言いました。
We also, when we come to faith, we have the same message. It's okay.
私たちも平安に来るときは同じメッセージが与えられます。
God forgives you.
許しがあります。
You're going to heaven.
天に行きます。
Be at peace.
平安ありますね。
But it's not so simple.
でもそれほど簡単ではありません。
Because we all have our troubles.
それは私たち自身の問題があるからです。
Thomas, he refused to believe what he couldn't see.
トマスは見えないものを、信じることはありませんでした。
And so Jesus had to appear a second time to Thomas.
だからイエス様はトマスに2回目に出てくる必要、現れる必要がありました。
Right, this is now the third time and Thomas is there again.
で、これは3回目でまたトマスがそこにいます。
But now it says, even though Jesus didn't look like Jesus, none of them dared ask him because they knew it was the Lord. They learned to believe even though it didn't look like what they were thinking.
でここで3回目ではあまりイエス様の姿には見えなかったにもかかわらず見てないものを信じるという訓練を受けていたのですぐに信じることができました。
We have lots of different similarities here. We also have the fact that Christ meets certain people and not other people.
でここでと見られる傾向は、キリストはある人に現れてある人には現れません。
Some people get much greater revelation than other people do.
で人によっては他の人たちよりも、すごい目視が与えられることがあります。
And that's the way God is.
でそれは神様の、やり方です。
Each person has their own calling. Each person is given a different amount of each particular kind of grace.
で人々はそれぞれと違う召しがあるので皆さんはそれぞれ違った恵みがあります。
We all have different gifts.
みんな違った賜物があって、
And we all have different callings in our life.
でみんな人生の中でいろんな召しがあります。
And Jesus is teaching us to get used to that fact and not to be comparing ourselves to others and not to worry about what happens with others.
でイエス様は私たちにその事実を受け入れることを、と言っていて、その周りの人たちと自分のことを比べないようにと言っています。
But the most important thing here about this miracle is that this is the very miracle that Jesus did on the day that he called Peter, John, Peter and Andrew and James and John to follow him.
ここで、イエスさんは4人の弟子についてくるようにと言いました。
On the day that he called them first, in Luke chapter 5, Jesus did the same miracle.
ルカ5章で初めて私についてきなさいと言った時に同じ奇跡をしました。
He sent them out and said, go out now and cast the net and you'll catch a great number of fish.
その船の反対側に網を下ろしたらたくさん魚を取れると言いました。
And so he does the same miracle at the very beginning of the gospel, not in John, but the other gospels all mention it, until that he does at the end of the gospel, the same thing.
だからイエス様は福音書の最初と最後で同じ奇跡を行いました。
That's important.
それは重要です。
So we can look at them both and see how they've grown during those two or three years.
だから私たちはこれ両方と見比べて、その弟子たちがその 2,3 年の間でどれだけ成長したかを見られます。
When you read Matthew and Mark, it just says, and Jesus was walking along the shore, and he met Simon and Andrew and said, come and follow me, and they left their things and followed him. It sounds like he just happened to meet them, and they just left everything and followed him.
マタイとマルコではイエス様の弟子たちについていきなさいと言った時にはもう単純についていった傾向がありました。
And in our mind we can think, you know, these guys are just doing their thing and suddenly, you know, they just leave everything and follow. It seems very strange.
でも確かに考えてみたら、その急に誰かについてこいって言われてついていくのはすごい変な感じでしょう。
But John shows us in chapter 1 that Jesus had already met them before that time.And they had already been John the Baptist's disciples and began the relationship with Christ before that happened.
で、ヨハネでは、イエス様はその前からも彼らに現れた、彼らと会っていて、特に、信頼関係というのはありました。
And then he went back up.And he was ministering around the Sea of Galilee in many places.
で、その後でガラリア湖の近くで、福音を伝えていました。
And then one day there were crowds and crowds of people there listening to his message, and he asked Peter if he could use his boat.
で、その後で、 群衆がイエス様の話を聞きに来たので、ペテロに船を使っていいかどうか聞きました。
And Peter was washing his nets, and John and James were repairing their nets.
ペテロは網を洗っていて、とヨハネと、ヤコブは網をと修理していました。
And then Jesus said at the end, "Go out and cast your nets in again."
で最終的にイエス様は彼らにまた網を出しなさいと言いました。
And he said, "Well, we've worked all night and we didn't catch anything."
でここで一晩中釣っていたのに何も取れませんでしたと言いました。
Nevertheless, I will do it because you said.
でもあなたが言うからします。
So he'd already learned the first lesson from Cana.
でここでカナで一つ目のことを学んでいました。
Whatever he says to you, do it.
何を言われてもそうしなさい。
In those days, Peter, James, John, they were not official disciples. They were interested, they were listening, but they weren't official disciples.
で、最初の頃はペテロもヨハネも、まあ、興味を持って話は聞いていましたが、正式な弟子ではありませんでした。
And now we understand what it means in John 2, where it says that he did that first miracle at the wedding so that his disciples would believe in him.
でそのと婚礼でしたその、ね、一つ目の奇跡はその弟子たちがイエス様とちゃんと信じることができるようにでした。
So then a few weeks later maybe when Jesus is there and he tells Peter to go and do something really crazy, go fishing, you know, in the late morning when there's no chance of catching any fish.
でそれ以来イエス様は弟子たちに結構不思議なことを言っていて、その遅くなった、まあ、朝遅めの時間にも魚が本来いるはずのない時間に釣りに行きなさいって言いました。
Peter knows he's learned that lesson. He says, "Because you said it, I'll do it."
でもペテロはそこでもう学んでいって、そう言われたからにはしますというふうに言いました。
Okay, and this is the amazing thing that John is looking very much at the background of the faith of John himself and Peter.
でヨハネは自分とペテロの信仰の背景をしっかり描写しています。
Right. Jesus does all of these wonderful miracles not just to bring glory to himself, but to work in the lives of the ones he's calling to give us faith to believe in him.
ヨハネはそのイエス様の奇跡を、自分の人生の中ではだけではなくてその、まあ、いろんな奇跡を書いています。
Okay, and the purpose is that we would believe. That's what the book of John is all about.
で、そのヨハネの目的は、それは私たちが信じるため。
Okay, so just for a second, turn to Luke 5 and let's look at some of the differences between that day and this.
ルカ5章を見て、これとその時と見比べましょう。
See if you can spot them.Okay. As you read it, see if you can spot what's the difference. Okay. So we're going to read just until verse 11. Okay. From 1 to 11. On one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret.And he saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we've toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the nets."And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. And they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both of the boats, so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken.And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. So, can you read that one? 1 to 11.
群衆がイエスに押し迫るようにして神の言葉を聞いたとき、イエスはゲネサレ湖の岸辺に立っておられたが、岸辺に小舟が2艘あるのをご覧になった。漁師たちはその船から降りて網を洗っていた。イエスはそのうちの一つのシモンの持ち舟に乗り、陸から少し漕ぎ出すように頼まれた。そしてイエスは座って船から群衆を教えられた。話が終わるとシモンに、深みに漕ぎ出して網を下ろして魚を取りなさいと言われた。するとシモンが答えて言った。先生、私たちは夜通し働きましたが何一つ取れませんでした。でも言葉通り網を下ろしてみましょう。そしてその通りにするとたくさんの魚が入り、網は破れそうになった。そこで別の船にいた仲間の者たちに合図をして助けに来てくれるように頼んだ。彼らがやってきて、そして魚を両方の船いっぱいにあげたところ、2艘とも沈みそうになった。これを見たシモンペテロはイエスの足元にひれ伏して、主よ、私のようなものから離れてください、私は罪深い人間ですから、と言った。9だったっけ、
11。
それは大漁のために彼らも一緒にいたミナの者もひどく驚いたからである。シモンの仲間であったゼベダイの子ヤコブやヨハネも同じであった。イエスはシモンにこう言われた。怖がらなくてもよい。これから後あなたは人間を取るようになるのです。彼らは船を陸につけると何もかも捨ててイエスに従った。
Did you notice some differences there?
どっかに違いがあったでしょうか。
Well, this is a picture of how Jesus begins with us and how he goes on to continue his work through our lives. Of course, they're not finished, but he's continuing his work.
ここでイエス様は私たちの中で、まず働き始めて、それの、過程を、
He's teaching them to be evangelists, to be apostles.
みんなに、弟子が、伝道師となるように、教えています。
The first one is the calling itself.
では一つ目はそれぞれの召しです。
In the beginning, he just says, follow me. There are actually two calls to come and follow. One to Simon Peter and Andrew, one to James and John. Two times, come and follow me. But in the second case, the calling is not the same. Again, in the second time, there are two specific callings. You follow me. Come and follow me. In the beginning, he only calls them to follow because they're going to walk with him, learn from him.
で、1回目は単に一緒に歩んで、学ぶだけのための召しでした。
But by the end of the 3 years, the calling has changed to, first of all, come and eat with me.
でも、2回目は、もう3年後、一緒に食べましょうって言いました。
And then it becomes, feed my sheep.
それから私の羊を飼いなさいって言いました。
And then it becomes...you're going to die with me. And then it's you follow me. See, Peter has learned what his specific calling is to be now. He's learned that the most important thing isHis personal relationship with Jesus as an individual. He's learned that all of the great things that he could do for Jesus really don't mean that much. When Jesus calls them to land, he doesn't even at first anyway, he doesn't even give them their fish. He's already had the fish cooking.
でも1回目では、まあ、魚を取りなさいと言いますが、食べる時にも準備してあるのを食べさせただけでした。
Right, so the things that we do for God is not as important as what God is giving to us.
でだから私たちが神様のために何をするかよりも、神様が私たちのために何を備えられているかの方がもっと重要です。
Think about this in your life.
いや、私たちの人生でも考えてみましょう。
What is the calling of God for you? In the beginning, it's simply, come and follow me, come and live my way. But God calls us more and more to eating together, fellowshipping together. And Peter himself becomes a pastor. He becomes one who looks after the sheep. And he also is one who is called specifically to go to the cross. How about you? When you were first called to come and follow Christ, you may not have had much idea about where you would end up. What about now? Have you started to understand the particular ways that God is drawing you to serve him? Peter not only was given a job, a specific job to do, feeding the sheep, he was also given an encouraging vision of his future.
で、羊を飼うようにだけ言われたのではなくて、自分の将来がどういうものか、それが励ましになるそのビジョンが与えられました。
I say it's encouraging because Peter's great failure was that in the time of trial, he didn't stand, he ran away.
で、まあ、どこが励まされるのかというと、本当に試練の時には、ペトロは立つことはなく倒れてしまいました。
But now, Jesus is telling him, don't worry, Peter, at the end, you're going to be faithful to me.I'm telling you.
でも、イエス様は最終的に、まあ、心配しなくても、あなたはしっかりと私について、立つと言いました。
And that must have been a wonderful encouragement to him.
で、それは彼にとって本当に大きな素晴らしい励ましだったと思います。
That comes not just by following Christ. It comes by fellowshipping, talking, eating with, and it's that close fellowship, come and dine with me, that kind of relationship.That's where we get that kind of faith-building experience.
で、それは、たぶんついてくるだけではなくて、一緒に、食事をして、その交わりを持つ、そのような、親密な関係が求められています。
What's another difference between the two miracles?
で、その2つの奇跡の間にどういう違いがあるでしょうか?
Well, in the first one, after he sees all of the fish, then he says,to Jesus, go away from me, because I'm a sinful man. He was astonished. He was amazed at the miracle, and when he was confronted with God, he suddenly realized how sinful he was.
そこで奇跡に驚かされて。
In the beginning of our walk, it's often the same. You know, until we become a Christian, we generally think that we're good people. The first time that we've come to follow Christ, often it's a time when our sin is exposed and we suddenly realize, you know, we are sinful.
でも大体私たちが初めて罪に暴露された時に
And like Adam, he feels the need to be away from Jesus' eyes. But now in the second time, when they catch all of these fish, immediately he doesn't, like Adam became naked, now he puts his cloak on him, he goes from naked to being clothed.
でそのアダムみたいにその2回目にイエスに呼ばれた時は裸から、その服をまとうようになりました。
And then he swims as fast as he can to get to Jesus.
でそれからできるだけ早くイエス様の元に行けるように泳ぎました。
Revelation in John tells us in Revelation about the robe of righteousness. It's the 義の
袍。黙示録で義の衣をまといというふうにあります。
Right, clothes represent our salvation and our good works and our righteousness.
で、服は私たちの、良い働きやその私たちの救いを表します。
Right, and so when now when Peter sees the glory of Jesus at the appearing of Jesus, he stands before him in righteousness.
で、ペテロはその神様の義やその栄光を見たときに。
A new Christian, when they sin, will tend to go away from God because they feel guilty. But Peter has learned that when the glory of God appears, you pick up Jesus' righteousness and go to God as quick as you can.
ペテロが学んだのは、神様の栄光が現れた時に、そこにできるだけ近づけるように土の方向へ行くということでした。
But in the clothes that he is given.
で、それは与えられた服で。
Right, because we, as an older Christian, whenever we are confronted by our sin, we have to immediately cling to the righteousness of Jesus.
私たちは、その何年もとクリスチャンとして人生を歩んでいる私たちには、その義にしっかりしがみつく必要があります。
Right. How about you?
皆様はどうでしょう?
Have you learned to do that? Yep.
まあ、こうやって行うことを教えられたのでしょうか?
It's true that God is scary when we think about our sin.
で、本当に私たちが自分の罪を考え直したときに神様がどれほど怖いか、まあ、わかるでしょう。
It's like in Narnia, you know, Aslan is a scary lion. But he's also one that, you know, desires a close friendship in the Narnia. C.S. Lewis is trying to describe this idea.
C.S. Lewis はこの価値観をその何に通して、広げようとしています。
Whenever you think about your sin, think about Jesus' righteousness that He's given to you, and go to God and thank Him.
だから私たちが罪を犯すときは、イエス様のその義がどれほどなのかをまた考えてそっちに行きましょう。
Another difference we find is in the first miracle, there were many, many crowds of people. There were so many people, Jesus couldn't even talk to them because they were crowding and pressing around him. But this time,There's nobody there except the apostles. Nobody to see the amazing miracle. Then why did he do it? It was for teaching. In the beginning, we respond to popularity. We want to go to the big church. We want to do what everyone's doing. We are very much concerned about what people think. But as we mature in our faith, we start to realize it only matters about what God thinks about us personally. Actually, Jesus didn't do that wonderful miracle in Luke 5 for the crowds. He did it for Peter, Andrew, James, and John. As we become older in our faith, more mature in our faith, we don't really care what the crowds think or say anymore because we know it doesn't matter.
信仰によって成長すればするほど、どうぞ周りの人たちや群衆がどう思っているかはあまり心に留めなくなります。
Right. And you as a Christian should be the same.
であなた自身もクリスチャンとして同じでしょう。
It's like when people begin homeschooling, the first questions they ask are always about what will our friends think, what will our parents think.
で大体ホームスクールを始めたい人たちの一つ目のぶつかる問題は、まあ、両親や周りの友達はどういうふうに思うだろうか。
What will the government say?
政府がどう言うか。
But in the end, after doing it 10, 15 years, the questions people ask and the things people say is always about the character of the child and the relationship with the parent.
でもホームスクール10年15年続けていると、まあ、それよりも子供の関係や子供のその心を、心に留めることがあります。
Last week, the teacher of Elliot's junior high school said, what's Elliot's shinno? What's he going to do for his future career course?
Elliot の席のある中学校の先生がこの間来た時にも、Elliot は来年からどうするのか、進路はどうするのかと聞かれました。
And he said to Fumi, everyone's deciding now what to do.
今周りのことになっちゃみんなどうするか決めているよって言いました。
And I, when I heard that, I laughed.
で、それを聞いた時に笑いました。
Because maybe 10 years ago, I would have thought the same thing.
でもしかしたら10年前だったら、社長も同じことを考えていたかもしれません。
But now I realize the futility of that question. It's a silly thing.
でも今考えると、まあ、その質問はすごい愚かな質問だなと思います。
You have a 15-year-old boy.
で、今夜15歳の子がいて。
I don't know what God is going to do with his life, and he's certainly not going to decide that in the next few weeks as well.
と、まあ、神様が、と、まあ、この中で何をするのかまだ全然わかんないし、それをこの今年中に決めるのも無理でしょう。
You can't choose the course and life that God has for you. God leads us as we go on.
で、私たちはその神様に、自分の人生を決めることはなく、神様に導かれるのを待つ必要があります。
Now, I know it's true. You have to say what high school you want to go to and that. But the reality is, all those things don't really mean much. What's really important is, what is God teaching us?And are we listening?
でも確かにその来年どんな高校に入るのかとかは、まあ、多少重要なことではあると思いますが、それよりもと神様にどういうふうに導かれていくかの方が重要です。
Psalm 8 says that the heavens show God's glory.
と詩編8編では、天は神の栄光を表すとあります。
Nature shows the power of God. And it says that God has put all things under the feet of the Son of Man. It says about the birds of the sky, the fish in the sea, and everything that passes through the sea, like fishing boats.
で、空の鳥、海の親、船のような、その海を通るもの。
And then it says, and all the beasts of the field.
野のすべての獣。
They're all put under his authority. It's Jesus who brings 153 fish to your net at that particular time. You can fish all year, but it's Jesus ultimately who claims responsibility for how many fish you'll catch at a particular time. And Peter is learning to trust that it's God who rules the situations of our world and our life. And Elliot needs to learn that too. He can decide his shindo, but God is the one who will decide the situations that will come and the path that God will lead him on. Don't worry that you've fished all night and caught nothing. It doesn't matter. See, the first time they fished all night and they had already given up. They were there on the beach, packed up with nothing. But the second time, they were still at it. They were still fishing when Jesus found them. They hadn't given up. Every evangelist needs to learn this lesson. Whether the people listen or not, Jesus can make them listen anytime. And so we're just waiting for the time that God gives us a specific instruction where to cast the nets or in what way to do it. Jesus had told them, "Tell my disciples, I'll meet them in Galilee." So they went to Galilee. All right, now we're in Galilee. Let's go fishing. Previously, he met them when they were all gathered together in the house. They were worshipping, or it was the Sabbath, or some event. But this time, they're just, it's a weekday. It's not even everyone there. They're just fishing. In other words, don't try to work it all out. Just go with the revelation God has given you, and He will meet you along the way. Every child will have a point where they'll suddenly discover what they're interested in and what they want to do in their life. It may come early, it may come late. But trying to force it to come won't make it come quicker. So, live your life. Do the things that are natural for you to do in the instruction that God has given you. Don't worry about what the crowds say. And finally, one more difference, which maybe you noticed. In Luke, it says there were so many fish that the nets broke. And the boats began to sink. But John very carefully says the second time, even though there were so many great fish, the net didn't break.
魚はこんなにたくさんいたけれども網は破れることはなかったとなります。
In the beginning, the gospel was going out, and there were crowds and crowds of people, so many. But most of them didn't continue.
ヨハネでは、その群衆がたくさんいて、たくさんの人が聞いていましたが、その人たちは聞くことがありませんでした。
Most of them broke out of the net.
それ以来、網から破れてしまうこと、出ていってしまうことがありました。
But this time, when they followed Jesus' instruction, none of them got away. when the second time when they cast the nets in John, the net didn't break, so none of the fish escaped. And it's showing that once you stop worrying about numbers and crowds and popularity, actually our evangelism becomes a lot more accurate, a lot more careful. Even though we are perhaps confronted by lots of difficult situations, our evangelism doesn't break. We don't break up anymore. Because we're not taking on too much that we can't handle. We're just doing what God is doing. I've seen so many Christians who at one time were very zealous for evangelism give up evangelism and sometimes give up the faith. But at the end now, they're not giving up. They're just hanging in there, not expecting much. But God gives them a great blessing. And finally we come to the 153
fish.
Everybody wants to know what this means. And there's some interesting ideas. I'll give you my idea. He's teaching them about evangelism. But first, he says, feed my sheep. The 100 perhaps represents sheep. Certainly the Gospels see sheep as 99 and 1. It's always a group of 100. In that culture at that time, a complete flock of sheep had to be 100. Interestingly, on the 50th day after Jesus died, or perhaps after the resurrection, it's called the day of Pentecost, after the resurrection. On the day of Pentecost, the 50th day, 3,000 people got saved. So we have 100, a 50, and a 3. Is that the answer? I don't know, but it seems to illustrate the point. We have 3,000 saved on the day of Pentecost, and then a few days later, with again John and Peter doing a miracle, 5,000 people get saved.
でペンテコステ祭ではまず3000人の人が救われて、それからまた違う時に5000人が救われました。
This is the thing that God is doing, Jesus is doing specifically in the lives of Peter and John.
ね、これは神様が、まあ、特にペテロとヨハネの人生の中でとしていることです。
The ones who, more than any of the other 12, were given the pastoral, responsibility, of looking after the sheep.
ね、この二人は、他の十二人の中の人たちとは違って、特に、牧する、その賜物が与えられていました。
They were taught.Not to worry about other people, just what is God doing in my life.
他の人たちのことを気にせずに、教会の人が今自分の人生の中で行っていることをするように教えられていました。
And just like Jesus says, just go out there to this strange place and you're going to catch lots of fish, amazingly. Just a little bit later, they preached the gospel and amazingly, thousands and thousands of peopleCame into the church.
ここでは、ちょっとしただけでたくさんの魚が取れたように、またその後でも、伝道に行った時には、たくさんの人たちが急に救われることがありました。
And so Jesus, John says, Jesus did many things that we couldn't even write about, but I'm telling you the truth.
で、ヨハネは、イエス様がしたことはたくさんあって、もう書ききれないんですが、これ事実を伝えますと言われています。
He was probably in a, just in wonder at all the marvelous things God had done in his own life.
ここではおそらく神様が自分の人生の中でしてくれたたくさんのことを思い返して、それに思い返していたんでしょう。
But the interesting thing is, after the resurrection, usually when Jesus appeared, they didn't recognize that it was Jesus.
で、不思議なのがまたイエス様がよみがえって現れた時にはイエス様だということは気づかなかったことです。
They had to learn to recognize and know that it was Jesus, even when it didn't look like Jesus.
で、そこで、見た目はイエス様っぽくなくても、それがそうだというふうに気づくように教えられました。
And that's what this is all about now for us.
で、それは今の私たちが、関係することです。
What is God showing you?
私たちに今何が示されているんでしょうか?
Through that strange accident, through that strange meeting, through that strange thing that happened in your life.
で、その自分の人生の不思議な、出会いや不思議な事件を通して何が教えられているんでしょうか?
You've got to recognize that Jesus is doing just as many wonderful things in your life as he was in theirs.
イエス様は彼らの中で、されたそういう不思議な人と同じように私たちの人生でもされます。
Your life.
あなたの人生でも。
Think about it. God is doing miracles in your life, and maybe you're just not recognizing that it's Him doing it.
で、私たちの人生の中で起こるその不思議な一つ一つを。
In the last 3 or 4 years, this has happened to me many times that I've looked back and I've just thought, oh, wow, now I understand what that was all about and what that time was all about. God is great.Okay, let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for helping us as we've looked through John, and I thank you, especially for this last chapter, Lord, where you've shown us that every end is tied, Lord. Everything you've been doing, is woven together into a beautiful, artwork, Lord. And Father God, we know that it's not just in the apostles' lives, but it's in our life as well.I thank you, Lord, for every event, every person we've met, every thing that you've done, and so many times we haven't noticed it was you. But I pray that we would mature, like Peter and John matured, and Thomas, and you met them at their need each time, Lord. I know you're doing the same with us. Please help us to grow through our own...experiences and crises and lessons that you're teaching us, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. じゃあ、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、次は、